welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Okay, wow, it took me a little longer to get my hand to that little dial to turn the volume on. Forgive me. We are back, and I'm going to, you know, in my last episode, I promised, and actually I didn't promise, I bet my life that any of these successful conservative entertainers out there that are making, they're in the limelight, they're making money. And by the way, the reason this came up is because Kenny B out of California basically says, hey, you know, it sounds like you hate Charlie Kirk. Where's the love? It's not that I hate Charlie Kirk. I think these guys are very smart businessmen, and they have strong conservative principles, but they don't care what's really happening because they're making way too much money, especially Charlie. I mean, Charlie's on an up and coming. He's going to become competing for and with, you know, some of these top head guys. You know, Larry Elder, you know, a guy I absolutely look at, and I've read his books. I have the utmost respect for Larry Elder. I would love to meet the man. And I believe that he might be one, because when you listen to his show, he actually doesn't sound like he's, you know, trying to necessarily, rebuff anybody's solutions or anything like that. But he actually might be one that would be open to. So when I'm talking about, you know, most of these entertainers, there may be one or two. But I will tell you, Sean Hannity, no way. Mark Levin, no way. Glenn Beck, I know no way, because I've approached Glenn Beck and I've reached out to him, and I have actually proven, I've got proof that I have rattled him, because he actually had somebody go do research, and this person, it was all over the bonus bill. And I told, and I will tell you the facts on this if we ever get to, you know, a boiling point where Glenn Beck says, okay, GR, let's talk, because I really doubt that that'll happen. Why? Because solving this problem and allowing this water to release out of the dam, Republic Review is the kinetic energy, all right? Is it kinetic or potential? It's the potential energy sitting behind this dam, that once it's being released by these other people, that once other people start actually hearing this concept that the states have all the authority to reel in the federal government by using an audit and exercising their constitutional authority that Madison points out, you know, then Glenn Beck, you know, he may lose his millions. Now, Glenn Beck's a pretty smart guy. He might be able to re-innovate himself. I mean, he was a comedian before. He might actually become a decent public servant. Might, actually. But he won't be able to complain about the government anymore. And a lot of people will not be tuning in to these national characters. And that's what I will call them, national characters, because, you know, they're out there just entertaining the folks. But no, I don't hate Charlie B. It's not, or Charlie Kirk, Kenny B. Names. Forgive me. Please forgive me. I do not marginalize names, and I don't marginalize the people that have these names. I hope you understand that. It's just that my mind is in 15 different directions all the time thinking about stuff. And it just, names always trip me up. Anywho, one of the interesting things that I learned when I was going through intelligence, you know, actually, it was some intelligence training when we were out on ship, and we were going through these different discipline classes, and the counterintelligence class, one of the classes we had, was regarding how to actually obtain intelligence while you're in a group, party, or what have you. But you had to develop your ability to keep track of multiple conversations at the same time. And so it takes discipline to do that. But that was one of the things that we did when we went out in, you know, on Liberty, because I was on ship and we go to these different places. And we would sit and would actually go into, and I didn't drink or anything, but we'd go into bars and other places, restaurants, and actually have conversations. Everybody else there wouldn't even know you're doing this, but you'd be making mental notes. Then as soon as you left, you'd write down your mental notes of the different conversations and who these people were or where they sat, you know. And if you had to see if you had all of the fun tools that like the CIA would have, you could take pictures and all of that so that you could then put the topics and what's being said by this person to this person and so forth. You could create a whole storyboard of everything that was going on around you as you started listening and developing the ability to keep track of 2, 3, 4 different conversations going on at the same time. Your mind is actually capable of doing it. It just requires the discipline. So why am I saying this? Because going into that, it became really hard to actually trip some of these things, or I should say, turn these things off, that once you've opened up the floodgates of doing that, when your mind starts working in parallel instead of serial. A lot of people really require focus on one thing at one time because they can't take the distractions. But actually, I'm telling you, the mind is a beautiful thing, and you can actually develop the ability to do that. And it used to drive my wife bonkers because I just couldn't stop doing this when we would go out to eat or what have you. She'd say, "You're listening to other conversations, aren't you?" And no. And she goes, "Yes, you are." And I go, "Okay, you know, I'm sorry." And she goes, "Why? That you just can't give that up." And I go, "It's really hard not to. It's really hard to start focusing on a singular, you know, conversation or what have you, what's going on." So forgive me. I'm just trying to help you understand the bad wiring I've put in my head while I've got all of these things flowing. And maybe a good excuse. That's all I can say. Maybe that's a good excuse of why when I'm talking and when names come up, I just start reaching out into these nether reaches. But anyway, you're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence. And I'll bet my life that there's no leading conservative entertainer out there, none, that would support Republic Review. I bet my life on this. And I would leave it up to that entertainer on saying, "You know what? You got to die, GR. I don't have much to lose just considering my condition, but and some people go, "Well, maybe this is a desperate act by GR." Well, actually, maybe it is a desperate act because we're at that point where desperation needs to be applied. We're losing time, and the globalists are getting very close to sealing the deal. I'm not going to, wrap a bomb around me and get out there just try to get this message out and then go to jail. But I will bet my life. That Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and all of these people that have made it to the pinnacle of their success really aren't interested in the real solution because they're making way too much money talking about the problem. It is their goose. It is their goose that is laying the golden egg. And they all share this goose and they're feeding it as well. So I wouldn't even doubt that there is this incestuous relationship between the left and the right, even in these talking points. But anywho, Timber Nation, please, timbernation.com, if you're looking for that, that add-on furniture, solid hardwood furniture. We the People calendar. Believe me, if you've got a business, these things can become a great business instead of a Christmas card, holiday card, what have you. We the People calendar. We the People calendar.com. RadioDustCovers.com. If you need to protect this expensive stuff that you have in your home, I actually have these dust covers. And they're a huge saver because it's like, because we have dogs and dog dander and all of that. It's hard to stay on top of that. But that it gets into the vents of your electronics and your equipment. And next thing you've fried, components within your expensive audio gear or hardware that you purchased. And bottom line, it's cheaper to actually just not let that happen by getting these radio dust covers, radiodustcovers.com. Red Pill Expo, make sure your state legislatures, I did not say this in my previous episode, make sure your legislatures know and understand this. You really need to get this message out so that they can become the leaders that they want to be. We need to get to business and we need to get business involved. And so this is why we want actually to allow the to convince the Constitution Party to change their position to allow companies to actually contribute to them. There's lots of good companies that actually want a fair playing field instead of an advantage. It is almost the Constitution Party is sending a message, and this is a bad message, that every corporation and every company out there is out to do bad things. And I believe that there are plenty of good large businesses, and medium and small, that do not go down there just, you know, like MyPillow. Do you believe MyPillow is seeking? I would love to have this conversation with Mike Lindell. You know, why doesn't he contribute money to the Constitution Party? Because they're the ones that should be standing behind the Constitution 100%. Unfortunately, the Constitution Party has some work to do. And it's been almost a year since I presented to them, and there's still, we've got movement in some states, but we do not see the movement that needs to be occurring in the Constitution. I'm not seeing it. And they don't have to talk about me. It's not about me. It's about the Constitution, doggone it. And why aren't they changing their platform to be focused on that? When we come back, because this is our first break, when we come back, I will get back into Article 4 of the Constitution. Our comment line is 425-270-5416. You can call 24/7, and believe me, I will call you back. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as we kind of move into where we left off with Article 4, and again, I apologize. I was supposed to get straight into the business, but I wanted to get into Kenny B's comments. And actually, I do need to relive this every day, that I'm betting my life that people are so heavily vested, their love for money is much greater than their love for the Constitution. because that's what's giving them this life of opulence. You know, you would have thought, because I gave my first book to Dinesh D'Souza, you would have thought that this guy would have said, you know what? This is pretty meaty material here. Maybe I should, you know, reach out and talk to this guy. Maybe figure out what this guy's all about. Because my first book is something that is not, you, when you read it, you'll realize that it has a lot of depth and meat to it. And so there's no doubt he probably didn't even read it, because it's not like one of those books that when you go through it, you get the, you know, the ending of who killed who. It's not like that at all. And as a matter of fact, the second book, the third book, was the book that was actually supposed to be, okay, this is how we have to do this. The second book was really the strategy of kind of moving things forward. And so anyway, forgive me, I don't like plugging this, and I don't like plugging my books, but bottom line, Dinesh D'Souza, because that was actually brought up over the weekend, you know, that he seemed like a guy, or actually it wasn't over the weekend, it was a while ago when somebody brought this up. It was, I believe it was Jake. Yeah, it was, because Jake told me this weekend. That's why I have this all confused. And I have the name right, though, Jake and Dinesh D'Souza. So congratulate me on that, because that's a mountain for me to accomplish. Anywho, bottom line, as I've stated before, I really do not believe that these people would be willing. And it's kind of like, you know, when the rich man asked Christ, what would you have to do to enter, you know, to obtain eternal life, if I live, all I have to do is live the commandments, right? And Christ said, no, you have to give up everything. And so even I myself am not in that boat of giving up everything. I wish I was. I'm closer than I used to be, but it's hard. And that's why he died for us, because he knew becoming perfect, getting there, you know, we can't do it on our own. We need his help. Anyway, let me just basically one more plug the comment line, 425-270-5416. If you leave a comment and it is one of those comments that requires the discussion, I'll call you. If it is one of those comments that, you know, it's a real question, then I'll air it. But anyway, or an email. I will answer. I do answer. I'm never going to be accused until maybe I get there, where I'm just way too busy to be able to take all of this stuff in. But I don't actually see that happening, because most of the time, as we move forward, I need to point you to the chairs of the Constitution Party at the states, like the state of Missouri, the state of Minnesota, I was going to say Minneapolis, and other states, that as we build this movement and pointing to, these are the states that, you know, they're actually embracing this concept of standing on the Constitution and shedding this complexity of morality and all these other things that is not necessary regarding the Constitution. It's a compact. It's not some moral code. It is a compact amongst the states. It is not a theocracy. This is how we were able, and this is how the Lord created this opportunity to allow any state to become a state in the United States, as long as they supported individual liberty and individual sovereignty and the Constitution of the United States. Back to Article 4, though. Okay, so we've covered the, what we'll just say is the reciprocity, and, you know, the setup for the reciprocity. And we also covered the labor that no person could be held in, you know, in labor and then go to another state. You know, in other words, a slave escaping and so forth. And how the 13th Amendment ended that, but how there was this act of nullification. And I started talking about, you know, when a state recognizes that a part of the Constitution is in violent conflict with the Declaration of Independence or with the laws of nature and nature's God, then, you know, they have a right to actually say, we're not going to recognize this, and we demand a constitutional convention in getting rid of this. Because had they done that instead of the Monroe Doctrine, had they done that instead of some of these other things that they were doing, I truly believe the Civil War, we might have been able to avoid this. This was the only little portal that I honestly believe that we could have avoided the Civil War. But I believe because there were so many men that were in government that were corrupt over this thing of slavery, such as Van Buren and Jackson and others, that I believe that we had to go through the sanctifying once again by the spilling of blood to get this removed. And sadly, we look at today and people look at that sacrifice of what happened in the Civil War in freeing all people. Unfortunately, there was still this remnant of not freeing the Indians or the Native Americans, whatever, the different tribes in America, and freeing them and allowing them to become full participants in this constitutional republic. Anyway, now we're into Section 3. New states. Now, here it is, because I told you the Article 4 is like this huge beacon in so many different ways, and Section 3 is one of them. New states may be admitted by the Congress into this union. There you go. Separate subject. I mean, it's an individual subject. And then they go into some clarification regarding existing states. He says, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of another state, nor any other state be formed by the junction of two more states or parts of the states without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned, as well as of the Congress. Now, I have a problem with a part of this, because there is this grasp. I truly believe that if you have the desire, like they do in the state of Washington, in the state of Oregon, in the state of California, I believe that this is a problematic section regarding internal states breaking away from their own state. I honestly believe that if you have a 3/4 majority of the people in those counties that want to break away, a 3/4 majority, then those counties should be able to break away. Period. They should not, because you got to understand a fundamental tenet and a fundamental principle of the Constitution was that we were not to be lived under tyranny by a majority. And when I say a majority, that means 50% plus one. They looked at that as very repugnant, and that is just an evil sin in allowing government and or a state to oppress its people. And so when you actually have these counties, like in Illinois, in Indiana, there are probably plenty of states that want, or counties within those states that say, we don't want to have any part of you anymore. I honestly believe that this is something that really does need to be discussed and changed, because when you finally get to that point where you can actually have 3/4 of the counties of, you know, Washington State, 3/4 of the counties of California that say, we don't want to have anything to do with this California, you know, communism, you will, because, and the reason why this is important that we start allowing this to occur is just due to the fact that when you have this tyranny by the majority, what they're doing is they're sucking the lifeblood out of the rest of these red states. They're taxing them at rates that they can't afford so that these people in these population centers can benefit, because there's no benefit out in these red counties for the money that they throw into the rail system that will connect LA to San Francisco. There's no benefit in Kern County or in, you know, Riverside County of any of these types of things that are happening in LA. And if you look at Riverside County, they probably aren't in 3/4. But there are some counties, if you start looking at the red counties in California, you could actually make an argument that that would be a big enough state. We need to really start revisiting this. But the most important part of Section 3 is that new states may be admitted by Congress into this union. What that means is Hawaii was able to join into the union. Alaska, why not Estonia? Why not Chile? Why not Panama? Why not some of these other nations around the world be able to become a state in this union. It would be, they would still have the same parameters that they would have to have, you know, the same legal system. They would have to have the same currency, the language, and everything else. Now, in the old days, they actually, Congress actually included Christianity. But I have to point to the First Amendment, that Congress shall make no law respecting religion. They shouldn't have done that. They didn't have the power to do that. But they can make a law that says you have, you know, if you are going to become a state in this union, you have to swear allegiance, and the people cannot have a conflict with any sovereign or potent, such as Muhammad, in dictating that you must follow the laws of Islam and not the United States Constitution first and foremost. In other words, there is a direct conflict with Islam and our U.S. Constitution. And so that's why they cannot actually become states, because of that. And it's the same thing with the people. But I'm running out of time. We're going to gracefully go into this two promo break here, and we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
You have to remember that there was this thing called the Tory Act, when people wanted to be loyalists to the British crown. They were not allowed to stay in the United States. And this was before the Constitution. And people would say, oh, well, you know, they would have, if the Constitution would have been placed, they would have allowed the Tories, who were supporting, actually financially and other ways, supporting the Tories. There was about 100,000 colonists, or actually members of the Union throughout these states, that were kicked out and either, you know, put on ships to go back to the motherland, or they were kicked out and driven into Canada. And I am here to tell you that the concept is not supported, that we, you know, because I get these arguments all the time. This actually happened in a group where I made this comment, you know, that all religion was not open for discussion in America into the states, because the states actually had bans on Judaism and Islam and Hinduism and Buddhism and Confucianism, all of these non-Christian faiths. They were banned. They were not allowed to actually come and practice. Many of the states did not allow that because they believed that they needed to have a harmonious tone. You see your enemy out there. I know it's Christianity that we're supposed to pray for our enemy. But never, I don't think ever, does Christ say you must open yourself up to being destroyed by your enemy. You know, it's about converting them and bringing them into the fold, but it's not the same thing as allowing a communist or a communist ideology type of group of people or an Islamic group of people that have no desire, bringing them in a block group via refugees or whatever the status is antithetical to what the framers had created, period. There's no room, no way for these folks who have to take an oath of citizenship to become a citizen that they can actually and honestly say that I will support the United States Constitution. This is why we see outright treason from people that have been born here, like AOC and others. They are actually committing treason. We're in an ideological war. This is the greatest and final war that we have to face in our lifetime and in this world's lifetime, because it is the ideological war of revelations that we are talking about, where the world becomes either enslaved or parts of the world maintain their liberty, and the destiny or the outcome of America is not written in stone. We have everything we need that has been given to us by the divine hand of providence to rip America out of the grasp of the globalists. We've been blessed with a type of climate and a type of environment that will allow us to sustain ourselves without any. There are so many countries that are dependent on other countries, not the United States. The United States has enough autonomy that we could actually unplug from the whole world, completely disconnect from the internet and everything, and function where they don't have that ability in China. They don't have that ability in Russia. They don't have that ability in any of these other nations. All of these other nations, the reason Russia was as big as it was as the USSR is because it needed the Ukraine. It needed some of these other states that broke away from them. They are just like Hitler. The reason Hitler and Germany went into two world wars is because they needed the resources. Germany was too big. It was unable, as far as people goes, it was unable to feed itself and to basically do what it needed in raw goods. So it started annexing countries, and those countries kind of had a problem with that. Then they created the EU. Fact of the matter is, my friends, that we have everything we need. We have the opportunity. I can't emphasize this enough. And we are squandering. And if you're not involved and engaged in getting this message out and letting people understand this Constitution can be saved in Republic Review, the Madisonian process that him and Jefferson executed can be finalized, can be executed today and finalized in saving our Constitutional Republic. It's not about GR. This is not about me. This is about your future and our posterity's future, whether we can live in liberty or not. It's that simple. The Constitution supports us. It does not support government and the government that is operating on these shores today. And we have an opportunity to correct that. So anyway, we were talking about states coming into the union, and I can't emphasize enough that these states actually, you know, as long as they make the necessary changes, Taiwan, Hong Kong, the possibilities are endless. The people that love liberty and are willing, it's, again, as long as they support liberty, they're against communism. Because who are the best anti-communists in America today? It is those people who actually came here fleeing communism, and they're warning everybody. Are you serious? Do you realize what you're doing? We've seen this in other countries. We fled from them to come here. Folks, come on. Anyway, the final part of Section 3, the Congress shall have the power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States. So they can make these rules that are needful rules and regulations for the operation of if you want to call it an immigration center within a state's port. They can't seize control of the entire port, only that part where the foreign commerce is coming into or the foreign people are coming into. And so they have a right and ability to inspect all commerce, to inspect all people coming into the United States to ensure that they will comply. The reason this is done this way, and this is why these refugees is bypassing these needful rules and regulations. And so you can't have it both ways, friends. You can't have a migration system and open borders. And so that's where we find treason being executed, even by some of these Republicans that are saying, yeah, we got to let these people come in here. Are you kidding me? We're going to get into this in more detail in the next section. So let me finish. And nothing in this Constitution shall be so construed as to prejudice any claims of the United States or of any particular state. In other words, their ability to create rules and regulations cannot be construed as to prejudice the claims of other states. You know, of course, the United States would be included there, but the important part is that other states are also included. They can't construe and say, you don't have, you can't make these claims of your sovereignty states. We're sovereign, because they're not. This is why the states were included in this, because states are sovereign and have their rights that in this union, they are the party to. And unfortunately, when we look at the Civil War and when we look at the South had its sovereignty and had the constitutional standing to actually go, to secede from the Union, because they were sovereigns. This is why this one part is in there, or of any particular state, because they are sovereign. Section 4. This is a big one. And so we're really highlighting a lot of this in red because all of this, a lot of this, all of it's in red. Just so you know, when you look at this section, this is all being violated. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. That's being violated. The United States is not guaranteeing and coming in and ensuring each state is Republican in form. As a matter of fact, every state of the Union has adopted democratic forms of government in one way or the other. The changing of a constitution is done by a mere democracy of 50% plus one in almost every state in this Union. That is not a Republican form of government. The best way to create a amendment process in a state would be 50% of the counties plus one, or greater than 50% of the counties, because this is how you avoid tyranny by the majority, because the population centers would always be able to get their way. We see this, and this is why we talked about Washington, Oregon, California, and all of these tyrannical states that the democracy is destroying. Here's the better part, because a part of this part of Section 4, there's a comma. So it goes, the United States shall guarantee to every, so this is guarantee. And then here's the first guarantee, to every state in this union, a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them from an invasion. That's guaranteed. Friends, what the heck's going on that southern border? You need to watch our video and share it with everybody. We have on the Reclaiming the Republic channel on YouTube. Believe it or not, I'm so surprised that we have not been kicked off of YouTube. because of our content. And the only reason is because we're not getting the traction to make that happen. Share that immigration video because it connects the dots regarding this, and we'll get into this when we come back from this next break. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as we talk about this invasion, because we have a YouTube video, what we do is we connect all the dots. Because what we first do is we give you the definition of an invasion. And by definition, what is going on our southern border is absolutely an invasion. It is not immigration. Why are they calling this immigration? Why is anybody calling this immigration? As I state this very clearly, immigration is an active process that an individual who wants to come to become a United States citizen, to reside in the United States for the remainder of their life, they file an immigration application. That's what everybody does around the world. Everybody does this if they want to live here as an American citizen. Well, now the folks that are coming up here, they're not doing this. They're actually being told. And who is doing the telling? Our own communists within our government system are doing this. And they're those people who are doing that. When the Obama administration and the State Department actually sent this information down to the Central American nations because they wanted to continually bring up these thugs. You see, these thugs are coming in and they're allowing this little small cadre army to create more chaos in America. And the intent is that once they seize control, they can reel everybody in. And they will go after all these little factions, just like the conservative faction. This is all a part of the plan to create enough discontent and enough confusion and enough, you know, lawlessness to actually force seizure and force people, suspending your writ of habeas corpus and forcing people into jail, into these detention centers. This is what's going on with the folks that supposedly were rebelling, the insurrection of January 6th. The language speaks for itself, folks. If you're not reading the writing in all of this that is going on, then you're denser than I think that anybody can give you credit for. And I know that you're not. The problem is, and here's my question, I know there's lots of people that are listening to this show, lots. And I do not understand why more of you are not actually beating people over the head and getting them to wake up with the premise of Republic Review. Why is it that you're not becoming the champion for this? Now, I'm not going to give you an excuse. All you have to do is point them to and do this via email. Start becoming active. You can say, you know what? I cannot refute anything the GR is saying. I can't. You know, he may be wrong on a particular day of, you know, something that happened, maybe not have been completely accurate because I misspeak. I am not perfect behind this microphone. I may have misspoken before. I know I have said things that I regret. One time I think I used an expletive, and I try not to do that. I really don't. But I am telling you that you are actually a part of this show. You're a part of the knowledge, and those who have the knowledge, you know, those who have been given much, you know, much should be expected of you. And I'm just saying that I'm not seeing this little army or this cadre of people that are, you know, going out and poking Charlie Kirk, going out and poking Larry Elder, going out and poking Mark Levin. Why aren't you forcing this dialogue? Why aren't you doing this? You know, every time the absolute messenger, which is me, goes out and reaches out to people, people go, gee whiz, is this guy, you know, as they're talking to me for the first time and they're actually being nice and listening to me, what's probably going through their head is this guy just a one-man army and doesn't even have anything really going? Because the fact of the matter is, it is when other people say, if you've not heard, if you don't understand what G.R. Mobley, what Reclaiming the Republic is doing, then you are a part of the problem. And if that's the case, then you have now, you know, me in your ranks as somebody who's against you. Because we have to start drawing literally battle lines. We have to actually identify who is the enemy and who is friend. And who is foe, the IFF. We have to start delineating that. And so this video really does connect the dots, because what we do is we go through the invasion. Then what we do is we go through Article 4 right here and state that the Constitution guarantees the United States will protect you from an invasion. And every state now has invaders in them. And the United States is doing nothing. As a matter of fact, the United States is actually allowing these folks to come in here. They're messaging them, please come. Come on up. That's what's happened under Obama. This is why it is becoming a crisis, because we're actually having treason committed by our own U.S. government. Our U.S. government is treasonous to the Constitution. And this right here proves this. That each state shall be protected from an invasion. So what do they do when it comes to an invasion? It's right there in Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 15. The Congress shall have the power to call forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, to suppress insurrections, and to, 3, repel invasions. Their hands are tied. When there are people coming across the border that are not wanted or have no intent in following our process by, you know, coming here through the immigration process and breaking our laws, then that is actually treason against the laws of the United States. And every single one of these politicians is committing treason if they're not demanding the full stop and the removal of all invaders. Well, it doesn't make good political hay when all of a sudden they say, we need to round up 40 million people and send them back to their foreign nations. Fact is that is what the law dictates. The Constitution, there's no amendment to say they have to, they don't do that. There's no amendment that says they can actually destroy this country by creating open borders. I'm sorry, friends. They're violating the Constitution. They're all of them in Congress are committing treason. Unless you have any congressman, you prove to me this day, or this month, this year, any time, you prove to me where a congressman is demanding on the floor of the Senate or the House, demanding that we deploy the militia in compliance to the U.S. Constitution. And I will tell you that that person is going to be killed, because you do not break ranks like that, and you do not accuse the entire House of treason, because that's what's happening. Our entire Congress is committing treason. The White House is committing treason, and the judiciary is committing treason. So what do you do? Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is very clear. The only people that we don't go after with Section 3 is the president and the vice president. They have to be impeached. But the problem is that we have corruption throughout our process, and everybody is blind to it, even the Republicans. The Republicans actually believe that that's immigration occurring, with the migration of people just coming across, because it's just like the birds who have been doing it for thousands of years, migrating from the north to the south and south back. Well, if they're a migrational species, then they actually would migrate back to the south. You know, we have some migration species here in America. We call them snowbirds. They're people that live up in Montana or the northern states, and they fly down to either Florida and or Arizona, and that's where they have a house, and they reside in the wintertime. And then they go back to the north in the summertime. Those are snowbirds. They've created themselves as migrational species. But these species coming across our southern border are not a migrational species. This is literally an invasion. They're coming here, and they're coming here to stay. They're not migrants like the Canadian geese. Sorry. What we are going through right now is the greatest deception. And what is it going to take? What is it going to take to get you to start standing up and poking people in the eye? Because when you actually connect the dots like we did with this video, it's irrefutable. They cannot do this. There's no amendment that allows this invasion to continue and allowing the invaders to stay. Even Trump was wrong to actually grant DACA or anybody this protection. You can stay. Anybody that has become a U.S. citizen that actually violated our laws, that is an illegitimate citizenship. They violated the laws in making that person a citizen, because invaders cannot stay. Right here it states that they shall protect each of them from an invasion, and that protection means that they must remove. They must stop and remove invaders. And the repelling the invasion is that process. You gather the invaders and then you repel them. What is repel? It is actually putting them back to where they came from. I'm sorry for dwelling so much on this, Article 4, but I've told you, Article 4 is a huge gold nugget that helps people start understanding the divine hand of providence and how he saw what we were going to be going through in these days, and how we can actually demolish the United Nations in this globalist effect by letting states in and so forth. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.